Blog Talk Radio.
Day of life. It feels beautiful, don't it?
Yeah. Pablo, Pablo, gang, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Broski hit my line, he said it's time for trouble. If you caught up in the field, just hope that you the fumble. You either serving or you cooking, got that alpha bubbles. Broski hit my line, he said it's time for trouble. If you caught up in the field, just hope that you the fumble. You either serving or you cooking.
I'm waiting for him to get fired, bro. I'm letting him get flizzed on. Come on over here.
Heavy hooks.
And we mounted. If I send a word to my young boy, bombing. Round with the lock, and young boy, feeling like a young boy, stopping.
Ain't nobody buy me a beer.
I'm gonna put a nice guy in your ramen. Try to keep bombing. Yeah, let me stay like a moth, like a Martian. Taking a Martian, got about a step like home. Yeah, my problem.
You got some more cash. I will get it out of here.
That is what we're gonna need from the Harlem.
We started the show off with my boy, I'll Be Out. He like, what's that song? That's my shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That shit was hot.
I'll Be Out doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Representing Jersey real crazy. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing their thing and representing and coming through and getting the spotlight from Philly. My special guest today is my boy Razor. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty.
Razor OBH.
I know what the fuck.
Do his thing real crazy in Philly. Mike.
Yeah.
He don't limit himself to Philly though. We get it popping all over for real. But I've just been seeing you do your thing so much. I'm like, oh, I gotta bring him back. You know what I'm saying? I wanted him by himself, but he always bringing niggas with him. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's up?
Never by himself. You know that, man.
I know, but
you don't go nowhere, son.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He ain't even talking in the mic, so what he's saying is over there.
Oh.
But it's all love and all thorough. Salute
perfect.
The hands.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
perfect.
Saying? Just met him, my boy. He there in the building. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. What's good with you all? You know what I'm saying? My boy Razor. I just seen you at the battle and shit too. We gonna get right into it because I'm down at the battle. I'm in there. It's hot as shit. Then I look over to the left and I'm like, K Walker and Razor yelling. What's this about? What was going on?
I mean, it was just
What was going on?
It was just me like putting somebody in their place, man. As I do often, not even in a bad way, but it's like it's just reality. The simple fact that I have a fighter. I got full confidence in him, and I feel like he's the greatest ever. And K Walker felt like he was the greatest ever, so it was like there was something to talk about.
Going on, man,
I don't even, you know why it's crazy, and I'm an ex K Walker too, because I understand that people get hyped sometimes, but from what I'm hearing about the story, I think it was just his battle guy didn't show up, so he was just upset, and you probably were just right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably just wanted to be like, oh, well, now I battle you. Oh, wait.
Me
and then it's you. Wait, I don't want to battle you, because that's what I heard. It was like, oh, I'll battle you, but then somebody else was like, I'll battle him. What's up? Set it up. And he was like, not you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so crazy, then I hear that. I never forget, it was some girl told my homie, was like, she wanted to battle me or whatever, and I'm like, it's crazy. Like, let me find out, right? So then when I got her number and I called her, and she was like, not honest fire. You know what I mean? Not honest fire. Not you. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, bitch, you're just talking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Huffy.
But you can't really, you know what I mean? Like, if K Walker was just talking shit, like, why did it make you upset? Like, what was the whole exchange? Because you was yelling too.
Yeah, I mean,
you wanted to battle. Was you ready to battle now?
Me and K Walker actually like friends. Like, he's a cool guy. So
exactly.
We always had prior
okay.
like competition thing with us. Like,
so it was just being competitive.
Mm-hmm, that's all it
okay.
was, bro. But he took it to a battle state and was like, you know I don't do this. But my man K.I.'s doing my man Bill Collector do. And they both want to battle you right now.
Right. Oh, yeah, go ahead. And I don't think he'll run because I feel like K Walker is definitely, you know what I mean, about his craft, and that's
yeah,
what he does. You know what I mean?
Sure
about his craft. Like, I would love to see it.
No, yeah.
That was the best thing about, like, even though I seen y'all yelling at each other, I knew it was, you know, it wasn't going to go into, like, something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I knew nothing in there was going to go crazy because it was so many thorough niggas in the building. The love was real. You know what I mean? The love I received from everybody was real. And just everybody was there. Just like really showing how thorough niggas from Philly can be, you know what I'm saying? And how thorough we really are, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas was in each other's faces going crazy, and then they shook each other's hand. Even the boy DNA, even though I didn't like him at all, you know what I mean? But I saw that, you know what I mean, afterwards he shook his nest hand and was real respectable or whatever, because I just feel some type of way when people talk shit about Philly, you know what I mean? Everybody else that was there, they was rapping and talking to each other, but they didn't diss Philly. They didn't have nothing bad to say at all. So, you know, DNA, I know it's a part of the craft, but I didn't want to hear that shit.
Yeah,
What's up, Bruno?
Sorry,
I'm alive. Bruno in the building. But I didn't really want to talk about all that because you was there to support. You know what I mean?
Oh, they know.
You was there to support and get that support right back, for real. And then it was great to see you there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there. It was real nice.
Pleasure. That Philly came together, then, man. I like that type of shit.
Did you see somebody that you ain't seen in a while?
Yeah, I see a couple people I ain't seen in a while. Actually, like, it was good to see. Like, see my man D Jones. That's my guy, right? He's another hard worker, right?
I be seeing D Jones. D Jones coming back here, you know what I mean? That life of, you already know, I play him every show. Like, certain people, music is always going to be on every one of my shows.
Like,
you know what I mean? Bruno Brown, he's one of them. I'm surprised Bruno Brown was being good that day. Gio wasn't. It was a couple people who wasn't being good.
Man, Bruno had a conversation.
We'll talk about that later.
Trying to get him in the ring, man. He ain't having it.
Bruno ready, though.
I'm trying.
Bruno
ready.
Bruno, but it's got to be right. You can't just have Bruno coming in as no replacement battle rapper. Hell fucking no. Bruno come to bring the pain, like, and you don't know the rest. But shout out to you, Bruno Brown was in the, he was in the building. But everybody was there doing their thing for real and showing love to Philly. It was great seeing Boat and D Jones as well. I saw everybody. You know what I mean?
Definitely all love.
I saw everybody. Even if I didn't speak to you or whatever, it was too hot to come over and give you a hug. But as you know, it was all love. You know what I'm saying? We was definitely in the building doing anything. But that's just a wrap up of what's recently going on in Philly. But I know you up to way more other things. Like, what's this tour going on? And that's where we want to go support you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where are you expected to be at so that we can make sure that we coming through and supporting you?
So far as Miami, L.A., and Vegas, and Philly, of course, too. There's going to be shows in Philly.
Of course, Philly.
Yeah, but, yeah, we just, like, stamped that one yesterday. I just signed that joint yesterday.
Oh, okay, that's
and that's,
up.
Like,
let me see later.
Independent label. Long story short, white guy with a lot of millions, man. This is what he's doing. He got an independent label. You know what I'm saying? Somebody recommended.
And he putting his money right where it's supposed to be. That's what's up. Shout out to you, Cracker.
Yeah. Shout out to
him
all day long.
Some people like that.
I mean,
it's
what it
love.
Is.
It ain't no slur.
It is what it is.
It's all
me.
Love. You know what I mean? Drop them checks.
All day long.
That's what's up.
Know,
you deserve
ink
it.
Ink already dried. I'm just waiting for the buddies now. Ink already dried. Once the ink dried, it's like it's there already. So as soon as that bread comes, it's like it's there.
That's official. That's what's up. Well,
now, huh?
Shout out to you. Yeah, I mean, you deserve every and anything that you get. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
Especially because your talent and versatility is crazy. And you know what's decent? I'm glad Bruno is here because I was going to tell you. I think I was playing BFF or whatever. And he was like, that's Razor? I'm like, yeah, Razor really got some crazy shit. Like, certain people would think, no, Razor is known for this. Like, and then how does that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to be able to inspire people or say that, not inspire people, but people are entertained by you doing other things than just regular rapping. Like, you doing more than that.
That's really what make me, like, that made me go right there for real. That's why I rap, though. Because of the reaction I get from people, like, that be from Bubbles, fuck, like. So that's what really keep me going for real. It be them.
And then
know.
How about even people, like I said, even with the case of Bruno, he's somebody that knows exactly who you are and what you could do, and you still like him, you know what I mean, and shocking him. He's like, what?
All day long.
You know what I mean? That nigga
that's
don't.
Even better. Somebody that I know in my story is just like, hey, how you got that in you too? Yeah.
The same way you was checking out RBI music, everybody checking out yours the same way, because I'm always playing hits. And even what I wanted to say, like this month, I really learned about really trying to focus on certain artists, you know what I mean? Because I felt like, oh my goodness, I do have so many people on their plate, but people got to be in their level of what's going on. So I wanted to say I want to definitely spotlight you because we really want to be able to support artists that's making moves for themselves. Like, when I'm talking about DJs, magazine writers, radio shows, you know what I'm saying? They want to be able to, you know, experience all these different milestones that you're doing, like, because we're all about entertainment, too, you know what I mean? Like, and you can't have an entertainment show, a radio show, or a magazine without a hot artist representing, for real.
That's agreed.
Now, what's up with this modeling stuff? Because your pictures, I know you just got a new Instagram. Like,
yeah, they hacked my old situation, man.
Yo, you had the two-part authentication on that joint now.
Now everything good now.
Look at him, he's shaking his head. Like, did you have to tell him about it?
You try getting that job now, you're gonna go ahead.
And shit, you gotta lock your social media being like Fortnite. And anybody ever have an Android? I gotta fucking punch Facebook in the face because Facebook has been really stalking people. Mm-hmm. You see that shit in the news?
No.
First of all, Facebook found out that this company was stealing millions and millions of people's data, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, millions of people's information, like. And I thought that was kind of funny how sometimes I go to Instagram and the ad be something that I was just talking to my homie about or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really, really was in your shit and selling the shit to advertisers. Facebook's about to be owned by the government, so we might have to shut down our Facebook because they getting sued.
Who's
to
say they ain't
going direct? No, they not. They about to be, though. They about to be. They about to have to testify in front of court and everything. No, what? Listen. They don't. The way that all our politicians is mad at Facebook right now, I really predicted it, but Facebook is definitely about to take a crazy, crazy change. But what they were doing is telling us after the fact, like a whistleblower came out and said, this is what we were doing, you know what I mean, with everybody's stuff. And they were calling people stupid and, you know what I mean, stuff like that. And then afterwards they're saying, oh, we're sorry, we fired those people. Like, no, you can't tell us that you stole from us, you know what I'm saying?
Didn't say you fired, like what?
What, exactly. I know a lot of niggas ain't paying attention because they're not talking about this on 3, 6, and 10, you know what I mean? Y'all got to find out what's going on, but Facebook has been stalking everybody. Fucking evil. But I need my check. That's all I'm saying. Like, y'all owe me some money.
ASAP.
Real rap. Like, come on, y'all. Listen, y'all gotta be about your business. Now, I know you got a good lawyer. Come on now. You know, you understand that. Like, can't nobody steal nothing from you, no matter what it is. Like, let's make an agreement and give us the right money, Facebook.
Sue ya.
It's really about to go down. So I'm about to delete my Facebook because I can't have nobody all of my attention like that. They said it's a way you could download all your data and keep it for yourself, or, you know what I mean, take it back from them. So everybody be mindful of what Facebook is trying to do to control everything. Yeah, niggas, y'all think y'all getting away with crime?
Facebook.
They is all in your shit, Facebook. Mm-hmm.